Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, Katie Kett, you are out in the dating world.
Yeah.
Boy, we've heard all the stories about you out
there.
Sure
have.
I know a lot of ladies that listen to this morning show, they're out and about trying to find a man. There's this list out this morning where the ladies are listing guy flexes that can instantly make them incredibly attractive.
Oh.
I got to ask you before I get into some of these. Do you kind of have, like, maybe, like, a top five of, like, what you're looking for in a dude?
I can tell you right now what gets me going.
Perfect. Like, what is it?
Hang on. Sorry.
Take a minute.
Shirt off, bandana on, in the backyard, chopping wood like it's your job. Like that.
It's too bad you live in an apartment.
Yeah. I know, but that is...
Like, but maybe he's got a place,
if
right?
If I came across a man doing that, I would just... Hi, I'm Katie. It would be over for that guy.
Bandana, too. Huh? Like, you got it all laid out. Wait. Did he just get out of prison or something?
I don't know, but that's just like my image of like sexy, you know?
All right.
Yeah, so that'll do it for me.
Let's see if I have shirtless wood chopping on the list. No.
No, okay, well, what do
you
got?
These things are a little deeper than that.
Oh,
you know, deeper than the physical.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot about that part, huh?
Okay, so no joke.
Like,
this is going to be incredibly self-serving for me because I feel like I check a lot of these boxes. Anyway, thoughtfulness is a guy flex that instantly makes him more attractive. Like little things, like grabbing a snack or a drink for you as well. When he's getting one for himself. So, like, if he's going to the kitchen and grabbing himself a bag of gummy bears, he'll bring you back a bag of gummy bears as well.
Yeah.
That's a flex. And you're like, oh.
I like thoughtfulness is good. I like that.
Okay, let me put a check.
Okay.
Katie likes thoughtfulness. And chopping wood.
Bandana.
This one is maybe a ding on me. I mean, I like animals.
Uh-huh.
I got no beef. But, like, number two is loving animals. When your man loves animals and the animals love him back and he's gentle and nice to them, that's an enormous green flag.
Yes.
That's a huge flex.
Two flags.
Really?
We'll give that one to you. Well, because animals are so vulnerable and they're so helpless at times. And, you know, it's our job to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
And when a man sees that and a man wants to go above and beyond to make sure an animal's taken care of, it makes you think that they'll also
Twitter-pated.
Do that for you, you know? And so that'll carry on to
brush my hair and bathe
you.
Me.
Exactly. Cuddle me, tell me I'm pretty.
Pick up my poop from the backyard. While you're chopping your wood.
Tell me I'm a good girl.
I guess I can't wait till our hamster and dog are...
No, Jeremy, that's...
I do love them, but it's going to be nice when we don't have animals and we don't have the responsibility and we don't have to have people watch them while we're going on vacation.
Maybe not check that one.
I'll just put a K on the next one.
Yeah.
No J on that one. All right, humility. Oh, no. Being able to admit that they don't know certain things and they might not be the smartest or strongest person in the room. When they have humility, that's a flex. And you're like, okay, you know, that's kind of sweet that you don't think you're
self-aware,
the best.
Right?
Well,
yeah.
I think also with that accountability, that all of those things kind of go into one. And yeah, when you have somebody who can admit when they're wrong and can also admit when they can't do something or they need to learn to do something. All of those things are just being transparent and you're not feeling like you have to wire.
No, I'm just thinking because honestly, I've never experienced that. So I don't know anything about being wrong or not knowing how to do anything, but that's cool.
Yeah, some guys are like that.
Some guys are like
that,
I guess, whatever. I've never had that issue.
This
is me all over. Being prepared, thinking ahead, anticipating things correctly. Moving from disaster to disaster, even like real life disasters, I Mr. Prepared at the house.
Yeah.
I got extra batteries and flashlights for days.
Yeah.
Cans of soup.
No, I 100% agree. You put a star next to that
right.
one for you.
J-Piz.
And like, if you're in a situation where it's like, you need to stay calm and collected, you also.
I feel like I would be like
you'd
that.
Be good at
I
that.
Got jumper
you'd be
cables in
that.
The truck. Like,
yeah.
I'm good to go. So,
I'd probably freak us all out, but you would calm everybody down.
So you would find me incredibly attractive because that's a flex.
Yeah.
Would you agree? You'd like a guy like that.
Yeah.
Prepared.
Absolutely.
He's got cans of soup in his basement.
Yeah.
kindness to randoms. It is noticed and bodes well for a future relationship.
Yes.
Kindness to randoms.
Yeah. Well, and like when you're eating out, how you treat the wait staff. Know what I mean? Like the coffee, when you're going to get your coffee, how you treat the barista and the people behind you.
That's good.
When you're out and about and you have to communicate with others, the way you do that, absolutely, I'm watching.
When I give random prizes to some of our good listeners because I like them or they're sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Is that sexy?
That's absolutely. It's nice. It's kind.
Yeah.
Yes.
Caller 10 right now gets something. Caller 10 gets a lock of my hair.
Really? Sorry.
We're talking the flexes, the guy flexes that instantly make them more attractive, according to the ladies. Anything else I want to easily builds things?
I like a that? Builder.
He could build I things like after chopping good. That wood.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. I just finished my own basement.
See?
I'll tell you. Builder. I will tell you, when I put my tool belt on, game over.
Is it? Yeah.
Nick Neck loves the tool belt.
Yeah.
Remembering things?
Yes. Well, I mean, that's
like little things, even.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Pro tip. Go ahead. No.
No, you have an ongoing list. I was going to say about you. Yes.
Pro tip to the dudes. Always keep a list in your phone. So when your lady friend says something, I'd like this, we should do this.
Yeah.
You have a note in there labeled, my sexy, sexy lady. And then you put the little notes in there about things she says.
Then you remember.
Making people feel comfortable is on the list. Not being a complainer or a whiny baby. Uh-oh.
Yes.
Sometimes I'm a whiny baby.
We're all a whiny baby sometimes. But for the most part, you know.
Is there anything I missed?
Pretty good attitude.
Anything I missed in your opinion?
Big fat muscles. Where's that on there?
Big BFM.
Big fat muscle.
The final two things on the list are kind of funny to me because I think these ladies were having fun. The last two things about the flexes that guys can have that make them attractive. One, becoming mayor.
What?
And then after that, being forklift certified.
Yeah. Yes. Those are both sexy, so I agree.
All the dudes in the Costco warehouses, the Amazon warehouses right now are like, hells yeah, I'm going to get me some tonight.
Yeah.
I think we've all got that one coworker that kind of makes us smile, kind of makes our day every time you see him. You know, ours is Jordan. She's out in our promotions department, so she handles a lot of our events and scheduling. And she's got a filthy, horrible mouth, which makes it even better. You never know what's going to come out of her mouth. And I like her a lot, too, because you can dish it out to her, and she doesn't get offended.
It. Yeah.
She'll fire back. And then she'll think of something like an hour later, like
and
a cutdown.
She'll text you.
She will text you something highly inappropriate, and I love her for that.
Yeah.
I posted a picture yesterday of a Dolly Parton mug that she actually gave me.
That was her who gave that to you, yeah.
Because she knows I was a Dolly Parton fan, and I always poked fun at Dolly on the air, and she gave me a cup that says Cup of Ambition. Mm-hmm. It's a coffee cup, and I have it on my shelf in my office at home, and every time I look at it, I think of Potty Mouth Jordan.
Yeah, she is so sweet.
She is so sweet.
Jordan. So, yeah, when someone's taking advantage of her, we were all like, wait, what? So this story. So we were chatting the other day, and she told me that she's got a really busy month because she was talking to one of her friends, and there's a big mud run, right? You know those big events where you're, like, doing obstacle courses, and it's all in a bunch of mud?
Quick, name one thing I'll never do.
I know. I've done these before. Run. They're really fun, but, you know, it takes a lot to get involved with them, and when it's in a different state, I imagine there's a lot of planning and stuff that goes with that. So she was talking to one of her friends about a mud run. I think that was in like Kansas or something like that, right? And they were talking about how much fun it would be, and that conversation blossomed into, well, we should do it. And then they started making plans. They're looking at this mud run online, and they are this close to booking the tickets, right? So they've got this whole plan in order to go to a mud run in a different state. Yes.
Question.
Yeah.
Has Jordan ever run a day in her life?
Of course, yeah. What do you mean?
Question answered. Thank
you. Yes. Jordan
just doesn't seem like a runner because she's a...
Well, and again, it's not necessarily
she
a run.
She doesn't seem like a runner.
It's an obstacle course. It's her, like, you know, getting...
She doesn't seem like somebody who'd be on a...
Crawling through mud and jumping over walls and stuff like that. So it's a little different than just running.
Let's just say I wouldn't want her on my team.
Oh, okay.
Please continue.
Well, I would. I'd want her on my team.
Anyway,
her friend was, like, bothering her about it. So they had the conversation about doing it. Jordan was like, oh, you know what? I think that's actually the same weekend as something else I have going on. Let me check with with you and get back with you. That was where she left her friend.
Gotcha.
Well, I guess a couple days later, her friend messaged her and she was just like, hey, guess what? I got our tickets for the Mud Run, plane tickets, tickets to the actual event. Everything's paid for.
Hotel.
You can Venmo me whenever you get the money. And Jordan was just like, wait a second. I told you to hold off on that. I wasn't ready to actually, you know, do the dang thing.
Pull the trigger.
Yeah. And so she was like, I kind of asked you to wait. And then it turns out she had something else on that same weekend, a wedding for one of her good friends in which she was a part of. So she can't miss that wedding,
can't skip
right?
that one.
And so now she's trying to tell her friend, I kind of asked you to hang on because I wasn't sure
if
I
could confirm fully anything.
Do it. Her friend got mad. Her friend was like, you know, I didn't pay this bill or something so I could make sure we had the same flight and I made sure we had the tickets and you owe me. Now her friend is getting in her kitchen and saying, you owe me for half of this plane ticket. You owe me for this ticket to the event.
What a nutty friend.
And Jordan's like, wait, I mean, I didn't say I was going to 100% go, though. How do I owe you? Well, this friend is kind of harassing her. I mean, not only texting, but showing up at her house, coming to see her at certain events that she's at to demand this money. So much so that Jordan has given her back a couple hundred bucks just to get her to shut up. And she's like, do I owe?
She's given her money?
She's given her money because she's just so... she's just really, really aggressive about it. This friend is. So
I don't like this friend
exactly,
at all.
And so Jordan came to me and she's like, am I missing something? Do I owe her some money? Because we talked about this and, you know, it was a thing and we talked about maybe doing it and then she bought it. And now I feel bad because her friend's out some cash and Jordan feels like she owes it to
Jordan's
her.
Being too nice.
Jordan is being too nice.
I would go to the friend right now and demand my $200 back.
Yes, exactly. Well, and how do you do that? Like, what conversation can you have with that friend that's like, hey, that she hasn't already said?
You put us on the phone with her is what you do.
That's what I kind of told. I kind of told Jordan.
You ghost
like,
her. That's a friend you don't want to be a friend with.
It is, right? That's
I
a
think.
Friend you don't want to be a friend with. And I kind of tried to tell her that too, but she, I don't know.
If anyone has any advice for our dear friend Jordan, which, side note, she texted me.
Oh. What'd
she say? She says, the only thing that runs is my mouth, dog. See, I knew it. I knew she doesn't run.
There she goes.
Participate in physical activities.
That is a Jordan response.
The only thing that
response.
Runs is her mouth,
my
dog.
Pissed all over your face.
What should Jordan do? Feel free to sound off. I think we're pretty set in our ways here.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
That is dumb.
All right, Katie, what's the consensus on the text line for our dear friend Jordan who's being scammed out of cash?
Yeah, everyone thinks that the person who's doing that to Jordan sucks. Not a good friend. I mean, they say here, anybody who goes out of their way to make you feel bad about something you couldn't do, get them out of your life immediately. We also have this right here is maybe that friend owes Jordan some money from all the harassment. This seems like something that could go to court. And then we got this one from Amy. I love this one. She said, I met Jordan at Mix 100's Diamond Dive. I would not want to mess with Jordan. No. That, like, all caps.
I'll tell you right now that Jordan will get you in a headlock.
Absolutely.
You don't want that to happen.
Yeah,
she will choke you out.
But she's the best, so we don't want people taking advantage of Jordan.
Appreciate you guys sounding off. If you ever want to text in, 303-691-1649. That's your link to the Mix 100 Studios.